She threw herself out of bed and marched back and forth around the room, now fully awake and mad. Stomping downstairs, she drew up to plunk herself down on the second step from the bottom. She could have predicted that their marriage would end in divorce if she'd been thinking straight when she said, "I do," at their big fat Jewish wedding. She'd married Arlo on a rebound of pain, 2 months to the day after her grandmother died. It took her mere moments in time after that to know it was a mistake. They were oil and water. She was the Energizer Bunny. He waited around for ships that would never sail. She told it like it was. He spoke in passive-aggressive tongues. Worst of all, he loved acting the man of the house, a la 1950, and insisted things go his way. And after a while, she had no energy to argue with him, so she swallowed and let things pass, and didn't divorce him when she should have. And then he divorced her. She pressed both hands to her head, like that would keep her brains inside her skull. "I wasted half a lifetime with that man," she thought. She spun around to stare at her curio cabinet and all the collectibles in it, and especially the blue vase that sat on the top shelf. It wasn't fine porcelain. It didn't measure up to her other treasures, but it was the most beautiful thing in the curio cabinet, because it had been her grandmother's. Her lips tightened. And hadn't Arlo made fun of the vase? Hadn't he said she should get rid of it? Compared to all the so-called nice things in the cabinet, the vase was common, nothing more than trash. His words. Her blood heated. She jumped to her feet and headed toward the mudroom where she'd placed her boots on a rubber mat, her knock-around jacket on a hook, and a rake against the wall. She pulled on the jacket, slipped her bare feet into the boots, hefted the rake, and threw open the back door.